The Club by A.L. Brooks.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Acknowledgements. Firstly, I want to thank those wonderful women at ILVAR for seeing something in my writing they wanted to publish. You made a girl's dreams come true. I particularly want to thank Astrid Oletz for offering me this chance, Gil McKnight for her amazing project management, Jill and Jove Bell for editing the book to within an inch of its life, and Andrea Bramhall for her fantastic support and encouragement from start to finish. Next, my beta readers. You know who you are. You gave me valuable feedback and also immense encouragement on this, my first novel. Thirdly, all my wonderful friends and colleagues for being so excited about this on my behalf and never letting me forget that this is a pretty amazing thing to be doing. Though, let's be honest, it's not likely I'd forget in a hurry anyway. And lastly, you, whoever you are, holding this in your hands right now. Thanks for reading. I sincerely hope you enjoy. Dedication. For Y and T. You know why. Prologue. Brixton, 1993. Mandy grinned as Laura pushed open the cubicle door and pulled her inside. The main door to the toilet swung shut behind them, muffling the thump of the music coming from upstairs in the main room. The rave was in full swing, the dance floor jumping with the movements of hundreds of people all sweating out a good time.